Hello, this is Life Coach Carolyn Klicka with Abounding Joy. Today we begin a three-part series about what to do if we feel offended by someone. What do you do when you feel offended? At a time when people all around us are in a high state of agitation and uncertainty, if not outrage, at the nightly news, choosing not to be offended by our neighbor can be wonderfully refreshing. First, we can make a decision simply not to take offense. Some months ago, I heard about a man who made this decision to free himself by simply choosing not to be offended. Could it be that simple? I was stunned by the truth and simplicity of this idea and immediately adopted it with fruitful result. An important part of choosing not to be offended is to presume whenever possible that no offense was intended. Many of us have not mastered this perfectly, but give them the benefit of the doubt. Don't assume that they have some bad intention, that they're trying to irritate you or do something bad. Most often, that's not the case. To avoid feeling offended, we can try to empathize with this person and realize that they might be angry, scared, distracted. They might be acting offensively as a coping mechanism for their fear. We can have compassion for the scared person because I too am often scared. We're the same. We need a hug, some compassion, a little love. And so mentally, and once in a while, as appropriate, physically, you can give them a hug. Join us next week for part two on this topic. Catch past topics on demand on the CCRN website or mobile app. My friend, if you're serious about experiencing God's abounding joy and need help to repair your relationships, get in touch at aboundingjoyministry.com. This is Relationship Coach Carolyn Klicka. Today, I choose joy.